are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and Vistacare. And joining us this morning, Peer City Administrator Christy Honeywell. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's been kind of a while, but it's nice to be back.
It is, yeah. And we've got some things we want to catch up on. First, we want to talk about some seasonal employment.
We did. So, yes, we do have, you know, as we have quite a few, and people know this, we have a lot of seasonal employment open. We're kind of ramping those up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, every year, we have probably between 50 and 75 positions we're trying to fill. So we're really asking people if they're interested to working, you know, in the community, they should check it out. Go to our website, cityofpeer.org, kind of take a look at what we've got out there. What we do look for, we have quite a few of summer recreation positions. So if people like to work with kids, that's a wonderful opportunity. We also have just general maintenance around our park system and our golf course and things like that. And then lastly, another big area is we have our construction teams, our crews. We need some people to help us a little bit, you know, work on our on our construction crews. So we're really looking forward to people really being interested. I know it's kind of there's a lot of things going on out there with the labor market, but right. I would really encourage people to take a look at those positions, and if they're interested, to please check us out.
Yeah, really a wide variety and so many different things that you could be a part of. So
exactly.
Yeah, take a look and see if something interests you. But there, man, there are a lot of things that are, you know, in the works that are being worked on. The water treatment plant, that's been ahead of schedule. Is that still the case?
It is. We have been really, really fortunate during the whole construction period of the water treatment plant. You know, last winter we had a very mild winter, so we mm-hmm. got some things in the ground. This winter, of course, goes without saying, has been really wonderful.
Yeah.
So we are still on track to come online in the summer. So people should have new water coming, you know, in their faucets late summer or so.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful. And a heads up that the water line flushing is going to be happening again in the spring.
It will. The first round we went in November, that went really, really well, mm-hmm. much better than what we anticipated. We really didn't have any issues. And I don't really think that people really had any concerns about it. It didn't really impact them. So we were, that was really good. So really what we're doing is we're trying to flush those lines a little bit to get ready in preparation for the new water coming through those lines.
Yeah, so just keep in mind, there'll be another round in the spring, but like you said, we probably won't even notice that we did.
Probably not. We'll message it like we try to do, so people know what's going on.
Sure. Now, another thing that's in the works, of course, the pool project. There was, you know, work done getting the dirt and getting that all compounded and stuff. And then, of course, you know, the fun part, the bids are going to be coming up soon.
They are. So people really noticed. I had a lot of people reach out to me and say, oh my gosh, you know, you really got some stuff going on down at the pool. People noticed there's a very large mound of soil.
You can't miss it.
You cannot miss it if you drive by it, for sure. So really what we've done there, like you said, we dug out some of the bad soils that we mm-hmm. have there, and then we put new soils back in. And then the huge pile of soil on top is really a way to compact those soils underneath to kind of prep that site before we actually build those pool vessels. So we've been working on the design of it, and we're hoping that it's going to go out to bid in February. And so we'll kind of look at that. Don't really know what's going to happen with it, of course, and people have probably seen that other projects that have bid this year are a little bit higher than what they anticipated just mm-hmm. because of the labor market we're in right now and some supply chain issues. So we're hoping that will be good and things will come turn around for us and we can start construction here in late spring.
That would be great. Now, for people who aren't familiar with the bid process, what is this going to be covering?
Okay, so this is really the phase two of the project. So this portion of it will be some deep foundation work. So we really have to stabilize those pool vessels. That'll be part of the bid. And then really the vessels themselves, just a quick reminder for folks, we have a 50-meter pool. And we also have another separate little pool area that will be a zero entry. We'll have two slides, a lazy river, a lot of things to play on. We'll have a zip line that we're looking at, a diving hopper. We'll have a high dive and a low dive. And, of course, then we have all the different things for the kids to play with. And, of course, then we'll have a bathhouse that's also associated with that and a concession stand. So it's really going to be a nice thing. I cannot wait to get it completed.
Yeah, it is going to be a great addition to the community, and it's going to be you know, used for so many years by so many people. And that's the great thing is I know that anticipation just keeps building. So this is the next step in the process.
It is. You know, our old pool, I think, was almost 100 years old. We've talked about that before. That's right. Hard to believe that they last that long. You know, we're working to make sure that this pool is that we construct it properly and it lasts us for, you know, I don't know, 50 to 75 years again. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. And of course, we're going to have some nice weather starting today through the weekend. The skate park, for people who may not realize, it is all done. So this would be a great weekend to go check it out and kind of help break it in.
It is. So, you know, people remember that we moved, that you had to take out the old skate park last year. That had been around for, oh gosh, I don't know, 25, 30 years, something like that. But we had to remove that because of the new pool facility. So we actually moved that slightly to the east. It's kind of by the tennis courts over there. And kids can come. Oh my gosh, I was there a couple weeks ago when it was nice again. And there were a lot of kids.
Fantastic.
On it.
So it was a perfect time for that update. To get something new in there anyway, just relocating, putting it in a little better spot so it sits well with everything else going on there.
It is. It's a little bit smaller, but the actual equipment is, you know, very modern. And and so it seems like that the kids really love it.
That is great.
That's always a great thing to see.
It is. And, of course, you know, some of the projects, street projects that had to be put on hold for winter, they're going to be kicking in again this spring. When are we looking at, you know, with Highland? And there's a little bit more on Airport Road. When are you anticipating getting back out there?
It depends on the weather, of course. Mm-hmm. So, but if we have a nice spring, you know, we start construction in that March, April, May timeframe. Those projects are actually contracted out, but we do a lot of work ourselves in-house. We have two different construction crews. We have a street crew that does general maintenance on our streets. Sometimes we have to rebuild the streets, and so we do chip seals. So that's just routine maintenance. This last year, I think we did 140 blocks of chip sealing. So, we try to get as much as we can get done. And then we also have a water crew that works on water lines also to try to keep those kind of up to date and modern.
So a lot going on, a lot more once spring hits, and we'll just enjoy all the wonderful things that the city, you know, kind of takes care of behind the scenes. We don't think about until, you know, the construction begins and we see some stuff moving at the pool. And, you know, we appreciate all that you guys are doing.
Sure.
And keeping things, you know, nice for us.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping in, Christy. We appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you again sometime soon.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. There's City Administrator Christy Honeywell joining us for this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and VistaCare.